that never can be. I'd lose my sweet flower to say
started coming here 26 years ago. Cousin Thelma Bolton, who is unfortunately is no longer able to attend the folk festival because of illness, she always encouraged me to continue to do traditional music. There was one song in particular that she truly loved, and I remember the first year that I sang it, she had never heard my particular version before, and I honestly don't know where I got the melody for this. I found the lyrics in a little book, but I can't remember where I got the melody. And it so happened that that day that I sang this song, later on, someone else sang a similar version, different melody, but the same words, practically, and he took credit for writing the song. And she gets up on the stage afterwards and she says, "Young man, you did not write this song." He was so embarrassed, but I was too, actually. Anyway, it's the Cherry Tree Carol. I'm sure a lot of you know it. You probably don't know this melody, and if you do, please tell me where I learned it. I'd like to know it. This is not a true hymn. It's not a true carol. It's a pseudo, what they call a pseudo hymn, and it was performed in the old medieval playhouses. Joseph was an old man. An old man was he when he married sweet Mary in the town of Galilee. When he married sweet Mary in the town of Galilee. And Mary said to Joseph, so meek and so mild, Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Then Joseph, he flew in anger flew he. Let he who brought thee with baby
gather cherries for thee. Let he who brought thee with baby gather cherries for thee. Then up spoke baby Jesus from his mother's womb, bend thee down the tallest tree that my mother might have some. Bend thee down the tallest tree that my mother might have some. Then bend down the tallest tree and touched Mary's hand, and Mary said to Joseph, see, I have cherries at my command. And Mary said to Joseph, I have cherries at my command.
Thank you. The old British ballads about the about courtly intrigue didn't survive very well in this country, with the exception of this one. It's been in oral tradition for well over 300 years. It's got a fabulous storyline. It's got all the elements of a really good miniseries. It's got adultery, jealousy, revenge, murder. You'd swear it was a modern song, except for the language. I'm sure a lot of you remember this story. It has a lot of different titles. This is called Matty Groves. Hi-ho, hi-ho, holiday, the best day of the year. Little Matty Groves to church to go, some holy words to hear, some holy words to hear. He spied three ladies dressed in black as they came into view. Lord Arlen's wife was gaily clad, a flower among the few, a flower among the few. She tripped up to Matty Groves, her eyes so low cast down, saying, pray, oh pray, come with me, stay, as you pass through the town, as you pass through the town. I cannot go, I dare not go, I fear 'twould cost my life, for I see by the little ring you wear, you are Lord Arlen's wife. You're the great Lord Arlen's wife. This may be false, this may be true, I can't deny it all, but Arlen's gone to consecrate King Henry at Whitehall, King Henry at Whitehall. Oh, pray, come with me, stay. I'll hide thee out of sight. I'll serve you there beyond compare and sleep with you tonight. And sleep with you tonight. Her little page did listen well to all that they did say, and ere the sun could rise again, he quickly sped away, he quickly sped away. And he did run the king's highway, he swam across the tide, he ne'er did stop until he came to the great Lord Arlen's side, to the great Lord Arlen's side. What news brings you to me? My castle burned, my tenants robbed, my lady with baby, my lady with baby. No harm has come your house and land, the little page did say, but Matty Groves is bedded up with your fair lady gay, with your fair lady gay. blew his horn so loud and shrill. Blew his horn so loud and shrill. What's this, cried Matty Groves? What's this that I do hear? It must be Lord Arlen's merry men, the ones that I do fear, the ones that I do fear. Lie down, little Matty Groves, and keep my back from cold. It's only Lord Arlen's merry men, a-calling the sheep to fold, a-calling the sheep to fold. Little Matty Groves, he did lie down, he took a nap asleep, and when he woke, Lord Arlen was a-standing at his feet, a-standing at his feet. Oops, my guitar. What happened? It's got to be the weather. It's a story. Why would he do that in the middle of a song? Best, or like your Matty Groves, or the dying Matty Groves. She picked up Matty's dying head, she kissed from cheek to chin, said it's Matty Groves I'd rather have than Arlen and all his kin, than Arlen and all his kin. Oh, woe is thee, and woe is me. Why stayed you not your hand? For you have killed the fairest lad in all of England, in all of England. Is Dennis around? Dennis Devine? Dennis is going to accompany me on one song, maybe two songs, if I can coerce him. I know he's exhausted.
I'm not complaining. This is the kind of exhaustion
well,
I like.
Well, he's not complaining on stage.
Boy, I know. I have to work so hard to have fun.
Actually, we're going to do a song that should have one other person up here.
Who is that?
Cousin Thelma.
Oh, yeah.
For so many years, Cousin Thelma and I did this as a duet, and everyone would sing along on the chorus. Anyway, this is a lovely, lovely Scottish ballad called Dumbarton's Drums. And it really wouldn't be a Florida Folk Festival if we didn't sing it at least once during the weekend and have everyone sing with us. Go ahead and start.
Do I play the lead?
Don't you play the introduction? You know, dum, 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 dum.
It's been a while. Why don't we just start it?
I expect Dennis to recall instantly.
It's been a year since I played it, so I'm kind of on the spot here. Why don't we just start it?
Okay.
Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fond delight does still upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me.
That's the chorus. That's what you sing.
Across the field of bounding heather, Dumbarton tolls the hour of pleasure, a song of love. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fond delight does steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me.
Is he alone that can delight me? His graceful eye, it doth invite me. And when his tender arms enfold me, the darkest night doth turn and flee.
Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fond delight does steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me. Drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fond delight does steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me.
Thank you.
I'm almost
strings are slipping for some reason. Dennis, by the way, is my backup musician on my albums. And this song we're going to do right now is a traditional song, and I recorded it, I think, on the last one, wasn't it? The last album? It's probably one of the most widely sung traditional songs. It's so beautiful. The summertime is coming, and the leaves are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows all around the purple heather. Go, laddie, go.
stay around. I got some Cajun music for you. Down from the bayou, the wild, wild Rhone. Is that the way we say it? Close enough for a Cajun. You know us non-Cajun do not know how to speak the language like that. So, stick around. We're going to get the mic set up, and we're going to hear some fine, fine music. So you might even get your dancing shoes out, because I could tell when Cajun gets going, you can't stand still.
Mike Stapleton, who's playing fiddle next to him, has had an accordion apprenticeship this year. He's been studying 1920s style accordion and some of the older songs that are, some of them are about extinct now. He's been studying those with Papa Joe, and we're really honored to have him here with us today playing. I'm glad he could stay. So he's going to play a couple of tunes with us before he goes home. The first one is Cherokee Waltz. Thank you. Okay. The next tune is one that Joe made up. It's called Papa Joe Special. We call it that anyway. And it's one that just came to him. Oh, okay. Mike says he was 16 when he made this up. Also, I just want to mention, this is dance music, and if you want to dance, there's room up here between us and the seats, or if you want to do it outside, that's fine, too. Dancing inspires us, so don't be shy.
Papa Joe's Fay Do Do.
Been working him really hard. He's been playing from 9 to 5, 3 days this week already. So we're going to let him go home and rest. The next tune we're going to do in a minute here is called Parlez-nous à voix. Let us talk of drinking and not of marriage. Is it possible to move the first row of chairs back a little? I know. Okay, dancers, just dance close and dance tight.
Pretend you're at Mulatz.
pretend you're at Mulatz. The tune we're getting ready to do, Parlez-nous à voix, is in an older style. It uses two fiddles instead of a fiddle and accordion. So this was the original sound before accordion was added. When was accordion added, Mike?
Just before the turn of the century.
Was added before the turn of the century, so two fiddles goes way back. Thank you.
can't be lengthy. Do it all the ground down, Jeff will drop to pray, can't be a bad. Oh, Polly, news I'm bound, don't bother my God. Don't you don't reckon, don't you don't my
Mike's going to get out his accordion. We'll play a couple more tunes. I want to thank Bob Murphy for learning all these tunes in a very short time. He's our fiddle player over here.
He made me do it.
I did. I called him two times a week every week. Eunice Walsh, why do you want to leave me? You'll be sorry someday.
Thank you.
Okay. For our last tune, we're going to do a two-step, Bosco two-step. Okay, the rhythm section has won out. We're not doing the Bosco stomp. We're going to do Madeline. Okay, right. Oh, very clever. Guy's got a real quick mind there. This, you can sing on the chorus of this. It's Oh Madeline or Hey Madeline. And anything else you can pick up there.
Thank you. Let's have a big hand for Wow Wow Ron. Is that right?
And the Margwans.
Let's not forget them.
Okay, I just want to remind everyone who likes Contra and Square Dancing that there will be a Contra and Square Dance at 6:30 here. And most of us will be playing for it, the Tasmanian Devil Old Time String Band.